Life.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host.
Charlotte Littlefield. Good evening, George.
Okay, how you doing up there? Everything going great?
Yes, sir. Just fine.
Okay, that's great. Ben Taylor is going to join us for this first segment and bring us up to date on UtopiaSilver.com. That's our sponsor. Utopia Silver is the company, and he's going to give us some, I think there's some specials on, right now, discount specials on Colloidal Silver and so forth. He's going to explain a little bit about some of the other products he has, too. Welcome to our program, Ben Taylor.
Hello, George and Charlotte.
All right.
Just standing out here in Tarpley, Texas.
What's that?
I was just saying I'm standing out here watching the sun down in Tarpley, Texas.
Oh man, you're from Utopia Silver. You're in Utopia Land, aren't you, Ben?
Yes, I am. You didn't catch me on horseback roping this time, though.
Oh man, I tell you what, you're the greatest guy. I tell you, to own a company and to help so many people and everything and get them well, you're a swell guy, man. You're all right. Hey, what do you got going now on your specials for Colloidal Silver and other things, other products that that you might be being putting forward?
Well, our current sale right now is 50% off all colloidal silver in 8-ounce bottles. And that's means it's $12 a bottle, which is fairly reasonable nowadays for colloidal silver.
Right, that is. You carry a whole line of different other products also, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir, we do. We have iodine, zeolite. If you need body cleanses, bentonite clay. We even have one of the best mineral salt products on the market called Himalayan salt, which is it's essentially a sea salt that's from the Himalayan mountains. It's mined in the Himalayan mountains of Nepal, and it's crushed up, and you use it just like you would ordinary table salt.
Really?
The Himalaya sea salt, isn't it pinkish in color? And just it has a savory, it's much more delicate. On the palate than ordinary sea salt?
Oh, yes, it is. It's, well, now I wouldn't necessarily say that. It is a sea salt itself, but the mineral content gives it the color. The pinkish color is very high in minerals, and you can do a few pinches of sea salt, the Himalayan sea salt today, and get most of the essential trace minerals that your body requires.
My gosh. This is the first time I've heard of anything like this. And so just a little of it will give you a lot of the trace minerals. Is that right?
Yes, sir, it sure will. And it's really 50% of the sodium of normal table salt. Plus, it doesn't include the aluminum and some of the other byproducts.
Right. You know, you also have news magazine, a silver bulletin. E-News Magazine, on the left column, if you'll roll down there, his site is utopiasilver.com. There's a left-hand column there, and you can pick up this E-News Bulletin. And now you have a Gary Null. It's a new video out. He says, GMO ticking time bomb. I was watching a little of it earlier. So go to the utopiasilver.com site and scroll down to the E-Silver the Silver Bulletin e-news magazine. Click on there and go to that video and look at it. It's very good.
Well, I believe he was the science editor for ABC Radio News 15 or 20 years ago, and he was one of the first people that investigated the source of where the HIV virus originated. And he also wrote a book with, four other doctors called Death by Medicine, documenting how mainstream medicine is responsible for up to 780,000 deaths per year.
Some had said that that's the third leading cause of death. According to your research, what do you think? It's a pretty high level of causes of death, but how does it rank with other causes of death?
Which cause are you asking about now?
Well, I was saying, through medical practice and so forth and malpractice, and just from the medical industry itself, it causes a certain number of deaths each year because of malpractice and over-medication. How does that line up with other causes of death, of disease or heart disease or cancer and things like that?
Well, now, when they're talking, well, it far exceeds them, actually. When they're talking about the 780,000, it includes those who die from misprescription. It includes those who die from prescriptions that just happen to kill. It includes those who die from developing staph infections in hospitals. It includes the whole gamut of people who die from mainstream medicine, whether it's taking the drugs or being in the hospitals and catching something once they're in there. Mainstream medicine itself admits to probably under 200,000, but Dr. Gary Null documented the fact that it far exceeds that, probably by 3.5 times or so.
So you said he went out and dared to tell the truth, and he could no longer work for that ABC, I guess. And when you start telling the truth, the big industries and the pharmaceuticals and the medical industry don't want to hear it, do they?
Well, he got into some hot water when he first started doing the HIV research. And it's been a number of years since I read that report, but I believe he found that it came from an Army biological warfare lab in Maryland originally. I know that's kind of off topic right now, but...
Well, no, it's not really. Roy Masters interviewed two virologists years ago. I think it was 10 or 15 years ago when I used to listen to him every night. And they came up with that same, source. They certainly did.
Well, so, yes, and not only was it developed in the Army Biological Warfare Lab, but somehow or another, and I don't think Gary Null ever determined this exactly, it ended up in the vaccines that went to Africa and, I believe, Brazil and Haiti. So
right.
It was kind of the inception of the whole AIDS virus scare, which, I'm not sure what to think about that because it has kind of been somewhat less than what was predicted.
Right. What you have right now, you have this special owned, and tell us a few other items that your some of your best sellers that many people need.
Well, I'll tell you one of the best things that a friend of mine, Dr. Ken O'Neill, who's on occasion, came up with. He combined what's called DMSO and magnesium oil. And I was having shoulder problems myself. I tore my shoulder, did some damage to my shoulder doing some construction work I probably shouldn't have been doing. But I've had some problems with that shoulder for 2 or 3 years now. And he told me that what I needed to do was to put a mixture of 20% DMSO into the magnesium oil that we produce. And the effects of it would be enhanced greatly. And so I did that, I guess it was about 2 months ago. And lo and behold, it worked so much better than just plain magnesium oil that I finally started bottling, the combination. So we have
right.
What's called Dr. Ben's Miracle Magnesium Oil now that if you've got sore muscles or if you've got joints that are
okay.
bothering you, it's very effective.
Okay, we got to go, Ben. We're out of time, but thank you for visiting with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. Welcome back, George.
Yeah, we're having trouble getting Dr. Rossi, our next guest, online yet. We'll continue on. Our engineer is up there in Minnesota working on it. But, Charlotte, you know, this is a lot is going on in the country. This debate was this last week between Romney and Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. I think everyone has pretty well concluded that Romney won it. You know, he overwhelmed Barack Obama. Even Barack Obama's staff have conceded that he didn't do so well, you know. And Mitt Romney came on strong like a roller, you know, like a steamroller and rolled right over him without even, gosh, he didn't once backtrack on anything he had said. He was very confident, spoke with authority, spoke in a presidential way. It's the most presidential presentation that I've seen him present, see. So right now we've, you know, we've got that to contend with as far as the, there's three more debates. There's going to be a vice presidential debate and two more presidential debates this month. About every week there's going to be one. So we were arranged to get Dr. Bart Rossi on. He is a political psychologist who we're going to get up as soon as we can. We're having trouble getting in touch with him right now. But as soon as we get him on, we'll get him and start talking about this subject tonight. But, Charlotte, this country, where are we headed, Charlotte, in this country? What are you concerned the most about?
Well, that we all become involved with the local government. Our local governments decide who we're going to vote for. The president's just one seat. We're focusing a lot of our energies and attention on one seat, and there's so much to look at during this election cycle. And I think it's important that we do the research on all the candidates for all the seats in our local communities, state level, all the way up. And so although the presidential is extremely important, I don't want to downplay that. However, there are, you know, dozens of other people that we need to know well and choose wisely. So I would say that that's what's going on, is a need to focus on who we're going to vote for.
Right. You know, when the debate was unfolding the other night, last Wednesday night, the same Mitt Romney came up with his strong military, and he's wanting to refund, you know, to fund the military-industrial complex at a high rate, you know, $2 trillion of funding over 10 years, I think he wanted to raise it to. But, of course, Barack Obama was not trying to knock that down. One of the keys in this whole debate occurred when earlier in the debate, Barack Obama was criticizing the oil industry's credits that had been granted to them on a tax deferred basis. And I think it was according to about $2 billion a year or so that they get tax benefits and credits. And so Mitt Romney came back and said, well, Mr. President, during your administration, you granted $90 billion worth of credits to these alternative energy companies, and Cilantro was one of those, and that was just a gigantic scandal about what happened to $500 billion. I think it was $500 billion. I mean, you know, these sums of money are, I used to think in billions, now I have to start thinking in trillions of dollars, you know. So just that one company, it was it's been scandalous what's been going on out there. But they've just been throwing money around like it didn't mean anything. And today, right now, Iran is having a trouble with their currency over there. The people are losing faith in the currency, and things are happening there in Iran because of these sanctions. They are getting to them and having some impact. So the other thing going on in the world, Syria is still unwinding. Oh, before I forget, Charlotte, we went up over to Covington, east of here. Thursday night, Lord Christopher Mockton from England was in this area. He spoke three times, once in Hammond, once down at Metairie outside of New Orleans, and then he came back to a little town on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain and spoke at Covington. Well, we went down there and did a videotape. The other two gentlemen that accompanied me was Randall Mock and Farrell Montgomery. And we've got a photograph of the four of us with Lord Mockton and down there right after the broadcast was videotaped, we finished. But
why don't you let the listening audience know why you put forth the effort to go see and videotape and Lord his whatever. I apologize. It's not
Lord
natural
Mockton
for me to call
yeah,
somebody
Lord
Lord. Yeah, that doesn't roll off my tongue well.
He's one of the few shining lights. He said he really got going on one area of the environmental area itself, environmentalism, and global warming, when he saw, he said when he saw Marxist communist, followers coming in and taking over Greenpeace, he said, uh-oh, they're politicizing this whole environmental movement. And that's who he said took over Greenpeace. At that moment, he said he had to become active and start becoming an active voice and speaking out against some of these things which he felt were being used just for political basis that did not at times have real science behind it. See, so those are some of the things that he injected into the conversation. Oh, one really funny thing the other day was the other night, I should say, is that he was talking about bringing industry back to America. You know, there's been a lot of industry that's left our shores and been taken overseas because of real cheap labor in the Pacific Basin, in particular China. And he said, also, we need to bring back manufacturing of we heard outside, we were outside on a garden next to Columbia Tap Room there in Covington. And anyway, there are about six or eight Harley Davises that were beginning to roar down the street. They hadn't quite passed by the place yet, but we could hear them beginning to get closer. He says, oh, by the way, he says, Harley Davis needs to start manufacturing all of their, engines here in the United States. And they just roared past and everybody laughed and everything. it was quite a funny, the guy has a wit that's unbelievable. When you start reading about Lord Moxton, you find out that he put forward different puzzles. And he's got a puzzle out now that pays $2 million if you can solve it. The previous puzzle, they didn't think would be solved for 4 years. One guy used a computer to solve it in 18 months, but he did pay the $1 million to the prize winner. The man that won it, that cracked the puzzle, he got his $1 million. So Lord Moxton is a man of his word and certainly backs up his debts or his prize money awards when they're due. But he's quite an individual. He does not sit as an active member of Parliament in the House of Lords. His title is one of hereditary title, a peerage title, and he could sit there if they would approve him or activate his particular lordship or whatever they call it. But he's a really fine gentleman. He speaks, Charlotte, this guy, he speaks Greek, Latin. I mean, he grew up in the classics. His education, you can't beat it, you know what I mean? But he also distributed a booklet he put together on Obama's fake or forgery of a birth certificate.
Okay, I see.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll see what we can do with Dr. Rossi. Maybe there's a mix-up on the hour. So anyway, we'll come back and start into our program.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. George, again, so you did take a trip, rode sort of a shotgun in and out of Louisiana,
we drove from Austin to Covington, 500 miles straight through in about 9 hours. Went in there, videotaped this speech, talked to everybody we could, got in the car and drove right back.
Upon your return, you were a little less enthusiastic about the gentleman than you were going out. So what was it that you learned by meeting him in person that sort of tampered with your enthusiasm?
Well, I wouldn't say. It's just, I guess people, everyone, when you first conceptualize them and you've never met them personally or in person, they're bigger than life, okay? And I just think that there are some things that we all get. He was involved with the Margaret Thatcher, administration in UK, United Kingdom. And Margaret Thatcher was one of those that had originated what we call public-private partnerships, see? And so I believe that she created a trend that was picked up later by the Bilderberg Group, and most certainly by the Davos World Economic Forum group that meets annually at Davos, Switzerland. And I'm going to be there one way or the other, either as a credential reporter or in one of those little, ski chalet deals up there in the loft reporting about what I think they're trying to do down there in Davos. But I'm going to try to get over there this coming year in 2013.
But the point is that he was on board when a lot of pirateering, we might call it, privatization of public assets.
Public-private partnership is taking public infrastructure or publicly owned assets and infrastructure and privatizing those into private corporations' hands. And you and I have looked at this for several years now, and we've seen that they're using the credit of the government to finance or even they sometimes finance, and then they'll generate a partnership type of thing. And before you know it, they've generated enough money to pay off the assets or the debts that were created, and they're in there for nothing sometimes, scot-free. But No, Lord Mockton is a fine person. I believe he's highly educated, and he's real heavily on the intellectualism, and I don't think you could win a debate with this gentleman with all the logic and reason that he can at his command. I still believe that that we've got to get down in the trenches, and I think this is where looking at Alex will teach people something. Alex is down there in the trenches with the soldiers, and he's been subjected to fire and enemy fire. And meaning, I'm telling you that Alex is street smart and world smart. He knows, and he's not fooled by any of these institutions or individuals anymore. And I just think that that's a good lesson that all of us could take note of and get more street smart and world smart. That's all. The Chicago connection to the White House is something that Charlotte and I have been looking into lately. And that was going to be the second hour's beginning. We're just going to go ahead and start that right now. And if our Dr. Rossi can come in, we've got technical problems with him evidently. But if he can come in, we can overcome these technical problems in connecting in with him. Then we'll bring him on at about any time that he's available. Otherwise, we're going to continue on with the Chicago Connections, our second hour theme and program. And if you go into thesecrettruth.com, if you're listening to us live on the web, or you're even in the Austin area and you're getting it through our air broadcast, go back, go over to thesecrettruth.com and scroll down there to this program tonight and start looking at what we put together. Charlotte and I put together a tremendous amount of information, and that's what we're going to start doing is we're going to start putting up a lot of information to create an interest not only in listening to our program and getting a little bit of possibly a few of our own insights, but you're looking at the programming, you can go in on these click-offs and develop your own insights, and there's no telling where this can take everyone for the good, all of us. I think it'll benefit everyone. Anyway, the Chicago Centers of Influence and Power, I broke down into five general categories. I call it the wealthiest one group. Group second is commodities, another group, organized crime, another group, organized labor, and the fifth group would be secrecy. Now, what does that mean? That means the secret societies. Organized crime means that Jimmy Hoffa was so transparent, he got, you know, indicted and all that, and just a plethora of different insights into crime and labor partners erupted. Also, organized crime has secret partnerships. Any organized crime group is always working through very, very corrupt politicians in the area that they're dominant in. Then the theme or the subject called models here, the monopoly of trading, and at the very end, there's been a tremendous consolidation of different markets in that area into what I would call a monopoly of trading. And then the wealthy, there was an early capital-based buildup in Chicago. Chicago, what made Chicago was the stockyards. So in 1865, immediately after the Civil War, my great-great-uncle drove cattle up there to Kansas. They had rail lines leading into those areas, and it mushroomed Chicago into a tremendous enterprise based on the cattle yards and slaughtering and meat packing and so forth. But anyway, those are sort of general ideas, not that they're, you know, rigid, should be rigidly thought of, but that play around with some of the, you know, nuances of those things. We have eight different kickoffs here. We have number one with Chicago's richest people. Number two, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. That is an outreach city group from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is out of and based in New York City, which was actually founded by the British. At the same time, the Royal Institute of International Affairs was formed in England in 1921. So Chicago has her own local group. It's headed up by Lester Crown, and Michelle Obama is a director of that group. This is an internationalist group that many very, very patriotic groups do not feel is working for America's and our citizens' best interest. So anyway, you can go in there and click on that, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, check out Lester Crown, he's chairman, and then Michelle Obama. This is where they've tried to fool everybody. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are not, they're in awe with the most powerful, rich, wealthy people in the world, and these are the people that they're working with, and they're sitting in there on board of directors. Along, Lester Crown is worth $4.1 billion. He's the richest man in Chicago, and he's the chairman of this local CFR group that Michelle Bachmann is a director. The people out here are being misled. All the poor little average people out here thinking that Michelle and Barack are really working for the poor. Poor people, the poor working guy. They've been rubbing shoulders with the rich people in Chicago and New York and the world for years now. Okay, number three, the Daily Machine. There was actually two phases of this. There was the original, I call the old man Daily, Richard Joseph Daily, and then later on his son took over. But one thing about Richard Joseph Daily, he couldn't speak that well, and so there's some very humorous things that he said one time. Here's a quote that he said. It was in regards to the 1968 violent Democratic convention where they had a lot of trouble up there with the SDS and so forth. And here's what he said. Gentlemen, get the thing straight once and for all. The policeman is there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder. The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder. Anyway, he had very humorous things, Charlotte, that he said at times. Anyway, we're going to take a break in here and come back to this. The Daily figure prominently in this power structure. They're not the richest, though. But there's a rich layer up above them, and we'll get back to that a little bit later. But anyway, these people are very interesting and very, very rich and very, very powerful, and Chicago is a power city.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com.
New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. Hey, George, you seem like you got a lot going on in your head and a lot of things you want to get out there tonight. Would you like to continue with,
Okay, we're back on, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's get the music on down there, yeah, okay. Anyway, what were you saying, Charlotte?
I was just saying that you had a lot on your mind and a lot of things you were going in depth about. Would you like to continue?
So what now? Go ahead and say again.
I just would like you to proceed with what you were doing before the break.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that was the first daily. The second, the younger daily, took over after his father had died, passed away. And he's a little bit longer serving. Old man Daly served for 21 years as mayor, and Richard Daly served a little bit longer than that. So the things that that the younger Daly stood for, here are some of the things that he stood for. He expanded benefits to same-sex domestic partners of city employees. He advocated for gun control. As mayor of Chicago, Daly was a national leader in privatization, Charlotte, and the lease and sale of public assets to private corporations. And it says Mayor Daly's budgets ran up the largest deficits in Chicago history. So he was a big spender. He was working on this privatization, like public-private partnerships. And he was very, very, he's a gun control advocate. So those things are totally on the liberal side and totally against conservative thought. See?
Well, certainly the aspect of the gun control, but as far as public-private partnerships, that's one thing both the so-called conservative and the so-called liberals have very much in common.
Well, if you're talking about the higher level, the rich, it's in the world. The Davos, members of World Economic Forum or the Bilderberg Group, yeah, they're into privatization. Well, they're just working both sides. Privatization is a money thing. They don't care if you're liberal or conservative on that. They're going to put deals together to make money, right? But those are some of the things that that the younger Daly stood for, Richard Michael Daly, Richard M. Daly. Now, his brother, William Daly, recently was an advisor to Obama in the White House. Now, getting back to this connection that Michelle Obama, Valerie Jarrett, okay, was an early city worker for the first black mayor of Chicago, and then later she worked for the younger Richard M. Daley. When she was working for Richard M. Daley, that's Valerie Jarrett, she brought Michelle Obama in on the staff of that mayor, of Richard M. Daley's staff. So the Obamas had been there at the pinnacle of power and money from an early beginning. So also, we've got to look at who controls, who really, really controls this this city. And I guess you can't leave out the Lester Crown as one of the controlling big magnates. I guess his father earlier in his career, Henry Crown, was actually secured controlling interest in General Dynamics there in Fort Worth. And so they were at odds with the Kennedys when JFK wanted to shut down the Vietnam War. Of course, General Dynamics was hurting and had been taken over in 1959 by Henry Crown. And so they didn't want that war to shut down. They wanted it to continue because they were in the arms and military buildup. So they wanted to continue that, and so there seemed to be they joined in with the military industrial complex with that. They're very strong. They have a very strong affiliation with Israel, the Crowns do, and so forth. There's a couple other things I want to get to next. Number five, the Masonic Temple building in Chicago. Okay. There was a building built there, and this is just one of those power deals, okay? It was built in Chicago in 1892, and it was a 22-story building that the Masons built, and they called it the Masonic Temple Building, okay? And later on, it served not to be very feasible, and so it was eventually torn down. That's one of the real big power bases in Illinois with 500 lodges throughout the state. The next thing, number six I have down here, is the Commercial Club of Chicago. This is where Valerie Jarrett comes together with William N. Daley, who worked recently in the White House, and Lester Crown. They're all members of that high club. And the Commercial Club of Chicago caters to the very rich and the very powerful of Chicago. Like I said earlier, Valerie Jarrett, she first hired Michelle Obama onto the younger Daley staff. There's some information I have in there. It goes on, and she says she interviewed Michelle Robinson, that was Michelle Obama's maiden name, from opening in the mayor's office and offered her the job immediately. Michelle Robinson asked for time to think and also asked Jarrett to meet her fiancé, that was Barack Obama at the time, where they were not married yet. The three ended up meeting for dinner, and after the dinner, Michelle took the job with the mayor's office. Valerie Jarrett reportedly took the couple under her wing and introduced them to a wealthier, better-connected Chicago than their own. And taking Michelle with her, when she left the mayor's office, she went over to Chicago's Department of Planning and Development, and she took Michelle along with her on that. So Valerie Jarrett has been a very, very mover-shaker, a very powerful lady. She's presently in the White House, senior advisor, head of different departments and different initiatives and so forth. She's still right there next to Barack Obama. But Barack Obama's not catering to any little working class people. He's rubbing shoulders with the very powerful and wealthy. Anyway, there's some stories that have come out. Oh, number eight. Let me bring this up, Charlotte. Albert E. Jenner is very, very important in all of these stories here that we're actually putting on the table today. Albert E. Jenner was an attorney that represented a collection of people from the left to the right, from the honest to the dishonest. He ended up on the Warren Commission also as an attorney. He was a senior counsel on that. He investigated the assassination. So it looked like Chicago, to me, there was a lot of focus there about JFK. They had some very important people that were on these committees and so forth, the Warren Commission. So that's a very good point there. Later down at the very bottom, I had the CEM group. But before that, there's a couple of stories there. Jesse Jackson, it says, this comes out of WorldNet Daily, and it says that Obama's marriage was arranged, okay? And they put that deal together. That's what Jerome Corsi is saying, writing for WorldNet Daily. But you might click off on that and read that when you have time. Below that is a Mexican cartel fight, Mexican drug cartel fight turf battles in Chicago. And my thinking is that Rahm Emanuel would dispatch to Chicago to try to clean up some of this mess, because it could be that the drug cartels are gaining more power there with their drug dealing and their money, and they've become a danger to the real insider Chicago power base. And so that's sort of just my initial feeling right now about that. But Chicago is a very powerful place. It's got this consolidation of trading now under the CEM Group, which was formerly different stock markets and so forth that were publicly traded, and now they're all under one umbrella. It operates – oh, this is important, Charlotte, on this. The CEM Group operates the large derivatives and future exchanges in Chicago and New York City. Okay?
Imagine that.
But what's better to have a group based in Chicago that has their hand on those derivatives, right? Because we know that there's a tremendous overhang of derivative losses that the banks have not written off their books yet, and they continue to keep them on there pretending that they have some value. See what I mean? So to me, Chicago, in studying it in the last few months, has opened my eyes to Chicago being a major power center in the country, much less on an international basis. But that derivative thing was something else, wasn't it, Charlotte?
Yeah, very good insight. Excellent research.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we'll get back with you after the top of the hour, and we'll continue from there. We'll continue on. We're going to open up phones, too. So after that, so you can call in with your suggestions and your questions, and we'll just have a full night, second hour of open phones also. And we'll give you that number in just a second and go from there. But we'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.